Bible today. Today's message title is Stand Out, Daniel chapter 5, verse 13 through chapter 6, verse 3. Daniel chapter 5, verse 13. Verse 30. That very night, Belshazzar, king of Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62. It pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them, so that the kingdom king might not suffer loss. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Human nation and governments always come to an end, feeling like it will last forever, but it will always crumble and change. The nation change, the government change, the leader change. Power continue to pass from this person to the person, and from this country to that country. And the Babylon Empire was no exception. The Babylon Empire has crossed its sudden too quickly. There was an attack from outside of the Median nation, Persian, which is an emerging nation, but there is no solid rock that can country was destroyed by the infallibility and pride of Belshazzar, son of Nabonidus, the last king of the Babylon Empire. I realized that the future of organization or nation depends not only on the conduct of the leader, but also on its spiritual state and intimacy with the only God, Jesus. About a month ago, I said I was going to tell, but I couldn't, how the city of Babylon, a strong and impassable castle city that no one can drop, was broken. So I would like to talk that first. Please remember previous message. The city of Babylon was a square-shaped fortress that was nearly diamond-shaped and had a circumference of 90 kilometers. It is 40 kilometers straight distance from here to Mito Kailakuen. And the diamond-shaped capital city was surrounded by the fast-flowing artificial river with a width of 20 meters. Water drawn from the Euphrates River surrounded the perimeter of the castle and poured it in as if it cut through the castle. Even if the enemy could cross the river surrounding the castle was protected by 3.7 meter wide outer wall and 6.7 meter wide inner wall. 6.5 meter wide enough for battle carriage, and even if the enemy can climb the outer wall, you can hit any number of combat carriage from the top down, from the inner wall higher than the outer wall. And around 90 kilometers, there were several towers over 20 meters for defense. Furthermore, when all the 100 sluice water gates were raised all at once, there was even a trap where the water of Euphrates River, which had been drawn into the city, swallowed up the enemy who had attacked at once. Then, who broke such a solid castle city? It is King Cyrus, the king of allied Media Persia, who was waiting for Babylon's decline, and he was keep on its position. King Cyrus cut off the water on Euphrates River, which runs through Babylon's castle, in order to defeat the city of Babylon. But how cut off? He used 200,000 troops to create a tributary above and north of the river flowing into the city of Babylon, keeping river water out of the city. As a result, 20-meter-wide river, which was the core of the castle, did not flow, and reverbed appeared, and 200,000 troops in Media Persia went down the river, reverbed to the city walls. However, as I mentioned earlier, even if they came to the ramparts, if Babylonians' army struck a total attack from above the ramparts, they were able to stop much more, but without any difficulty. The Media led by Cyrus, the Persian allies, entered the castle. For the castle master Belshazzar was a foolproof leader who could only consider gathering 1,000 aristocrats and holding a banquet of frenzy, and the people were far away from him. On the other hand, the people opened the castle gate because they expected King Cyrus, who was supposed to be an enemy army, and thought that King Cyrus was a liberator from such a relentless government. King Cyrus was a king who hoped to start a new era. In fact, the Persian Empire he built latest until the emergence of Alexander the Great of Greece, established a great empire that spans Asia and the Mediterranean nations. Maybe he was better than the king Nebuchadnezzar. And above all, King Cyrus is recorded in the Bible as having played a very important role in the reconstruction of Israel. Book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1 through 7. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah. The Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm, and also to put it in writing. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says: The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem, and may their God be with them. And in any locality where survivors may not be living, the people are to provide them with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offering for the temple of God in Jerusalem. The family heads of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and Levites, everyone whose heart God had moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbors assisted them with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with valuable gifts in addition to all freewill offerings. Moreover, King Cyrus brought out the article belonging to the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried out from Jerusalem and had placed in the temple of his God. Although Cyrus was Gentile, he was touched by the Spirit and knew that the Most High God of heaven would rule the human kingdom and give it to those who are willing. Despite being an authority over Nebuchadnezzar, he was able to grasp his position before the Most High God of heaven. The spiritual level was different from those of previous powers, and he sees the desolation of Jerusalem and temple of God, and first allowed the people of Judah to return to work on the reconstruction of the temple of God. In addition, he provided financial support and all necessary materials. King Cyrus knew that worshiping God was the first step in setting up a human foundation which would affect the way people live. That is why we do our best to do our best. And to do our best to provide a place to worship. But such Cyrus, but his name doesn't appear in today's Bible. Today's Bible verse, Daniel chapter 5 and chapter 6. Indeed, Cyrus must have defeated Babylon, but instead of Cyrus, a man named Darius of the Media appears. At that time, Persia was only a small country subordinate to the Media kingdom, but Cyrus, whose blood is Cyrus was prince of Media and Persia, both family's prince. First Cyprus of Persia in 559 and increased the national power of Persia in BC 550, and he has now taken over the northern Media. In just 9 years, Media Persia will be under its suppressed. As an allied power, it brought in Media's military power to Persia, conquered Lydia, the richest country in the Middle East at that time. Cyrus is very wise man, and even if he takes control, he doesn't destroy the people belonging to Babylon or civilized culture. After occupying the city of Babylon, he moved the capital from Persia to the city of Babylon. There is no way not to use impregnable fortified city. With his base in the heart of Middle East world, rather than in Persia, the king of small countryside, he appears to be declaring a good start. But and Cyrus set up temporary capital in the city of Babylon and constituted the temporary government of the Persian Empire. But Cyrus is still country to conquer. In the meantime, as the king of the temporary Babylonian government, he would set up a media man, Darius, who is his Darius is his uncle. With this, the Media can keep the position. This temporary Persian government lasts for 2 years. The content of today's script, today's verse, is what happened during those 2 years. Daniel is the key to the new government. At the age of 62, Darius, who was the king of new government, may have been enthusiastic because he was nominated for high-flying Cyrus. Darius divided the country into 120 each with a regional governor. Furthermore, three ministers have been placed on the top of that, and the government has formed a new government. The purpose of the configuration was to prevent the king from suffering damage. Damage here refers to economic damage. After all, what is expected of leaders in national affairs is economic strength. Joseph also demonstrated his outstanding ability in proposing and implementing economic policies. And Daniel seems to have been a leader in financial leadership, and Daniel was scouted. Perishful became Persia became the new master of the city of Babylon, the greatest empire, could not have grasped and seized its great social system overnight. So they must have looked for people who can take care of financial situation of new government, but there must have been various severe conditions. Hopefully, innocence, trustworthiness, wisdom, experience, enthusiasm, and execution. In a sinful world, there are not many people like this, but doing survey, one person came up. In 82 years old, Daniel. Although he was a prisoner of Judah, he served many years as a high dignitary under the great king Nebuchadnezzar, and in search of recourse, he found Nebuchadnezzar in the heavens. And Judah. In search of records, Daniel has full of wisdom. For Darius, nobody would be so interesting. He has half a skeptical, but after seeing Daniel's spiritual spirit and shining eyes of those who still but truly believe in the true God, he was determined to stand as one of three ministers. Maybe. From a human point of view, all this may seem like Daniel's ability, but if this is all due to Daniel's ability, this I have no hope at all. Recently, I pray to God with tears. Jesus, I have never been able to live like Daniel, and I am not confident that I will continue to live like Joseph. In addition, I have not lived a way of living just waiting for Lord while I'm patient with insult, humiliation, and bondage. And I am not confident that I will continue to live like that from now on. When I say such a prayer, I always I listen like such voice. Okay, rest assured, I chose you. I will help you and I will guide you. I can know my grants only when I am you are weak. You can know my grasp only when you are weak. Let's say my thoughts are coming up. So I realized what Daniel is, who he is. Not by Daniel, but God made Daniel as who he is like. Just before I came back to Japan, there is a pastor teacher in the United States who sent me a column written in English and Korean every week, but gentle atmosphere of this person and true God. Even if you just look at the photos of people with their quiet glowing eyes, the more tears come out, the more gratitude and respect I have. And recently I prayed again with tears. Jesus, why am I a loving person? With such strong leadership, full of wisdom and effort, and full of personality and consideration. I am not. Why? I want to be such Christian. I want to be such pastor. But I'm not. Then such thoughts come up. It's okay, rest assured. My work is done now for you. Wait. That's right, it's all God's work. It's God, not Daniel, who made Daniel. It was God's guidance, and it was done in providence of the Lord. Unless it is God's work or God's providence, such quality cannot be worked out. The former high-ranking official who was retired from foreign dynasty and government for 30 years has become the third member of the new dynasty and new government. It is impossible to return to power. On the contrary, it is strange existence to from our point of view, there are times when God pushes us in, even if we think it's not worthwhile and it's an edge. But you shouldn't choose your own steps on your own. Daniel thought he had retired, but God was different. Retirement is means wearing new tire, new God's tire. In a moment, Daniel was being replaced by God's hand with a new gripped tire. And so why did this happen to Daniel? Daniel's abilities literally were completely different from others. How are the dimensions different? The excellent spirit was in him. In other words, it was filled with the Holy Spirit. He had the only true fellowship with the true God, and was therefore filled with Holy God, Holy Spirit. His dimension, his level is only true spiritual dimensions, not so he has no wisdom or knowledge in his word, in prayer, or in he was familiar with the word and prayer, and which take us to overlook the wisdom and knowledge of all the world. When I was seminary student, my pastor's wife, who worked as evangelist, once talked in my house, because everything is in the Bible. You have to read the Bible. Parenting is done in the Bible. This word is not original by her. God's original. God told the people of Israel over and over again, saying, because everything is in the Bible, you have to read the Bible. I recorded it in the Bible. The people of Israel pray for word, and the people of Israel pray for the word and prayer rather than being familiar with word and prayer. God has once again shown through Daniel, living in God's word, prayer and worship is formulated. Fortunate, the source of power to overcome any adversity and the prosperity involved. And people's ability may not be demonstrated when the environment changes. It is not unusual for professional baseball players who played a major role in Japan to go to the major leagues and not play at all. You can swim in the pool, but in the sea. But not in the sea. It was good at previous company, but now the company or school, you can't perform at all. Daniel was quick to demonstrate his ability despite being in different governments and dynasties, different languages, different cultures, and different connections. The secret of ability is the feeling of Holy Spirit. In other words, how close you have been to God. Daniel's ability cannot be given any educational institution or anyone. It was an excellence given only by Spirit. But this excellence doesn't happen overnight. Over the life of 80 years, every day through the fellowship with God, it is a fruit. It's just output. It doesn't matter who is who our enemies are. You don't even need to analyze how good our competitors are. If any of enemies of God are dwelling in us, even in a natural environment, it emits light and stand out. Just 500 years ago, the same great spirit who was in Daniel, the spirit of God who lives in us. And if you breathe this, eat the word every day, and intersect with Lord with deep prayer, the presence of Holy Spirit will appear with the power of fire. But if you don't have the word and prayer, you won't burn unless you have firewood. In the work of disciples, the Holy Spirit came to the place where he was dedicated. They was dedicated to the prayers and the word for 10 days. Darius mourned at Daniel's ability. The power of God, not the power of Daniel, comes out. Darius finds out that Daniel is outstanding and creates a new position for Daniel. Darius created a new post for Daniel, changing the structure of organization, and gave Daniel his place. Originally, the three ministers were systems to prevent power from being concentrated on one person, but even changing that system would give Daniel special power. Is a lot of people want to have a position or post, and if the environment and the condition are in place, we think we can do something. If we concentrate on being filled with the superior spirit of God in a given position and environment, instead of having time to grade our position or post, or to be worried if we have environment and money, God will provide you with posts that you didn't have, or even change your social structure. The man of the true God is jewel. No matter where you throw it, you can't help shining its shine. And because of your shine, someone is always aware. People who rise or fall on personal connection, educational backgrounds, bribes, or on their own will fall if environment changes. However, with the Holy Spirit, who is God's superior spirit, a person who rises will be created and raised for him in any environment to a post that was not there. You don't have to be upset, nervous, or sometimes seek to be famous, get a prize, get a high position, or unstable income. If you put the feeling of Holy Spirit at the top of life's priorities, and do your heart, life, intellect, and wealth for it, then the post you need to make will be determined and set by God in every occasion.